Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Armchair Economist, Economics and Everyday Life, by Stephen E. Landsberg, narrated by Kyle Tate. Preface to the Second Edition. One day in 1991, I walked into a medium-sized bookstore and counted over 80 titles on quantum physics and the history of the universe. A few shelves over, I found Richard Dawkins' bestseller, The Selfish Gene, along with dozens of others explaining Darwinian evolution and the genetic code. In the best of these books, I discovered natural wonders, confronted mysteries, learned new ways of thinking, and felt I had shared in a great intellectual adventure founded on ideas that are dazzling in their scope and their simplicity. Economics, too, is a great intellectual adventure. But in 1991, I could find not a single book that proposed to share that adventure with the general public. There was nothing that revealed the economist's unique way of thinking, using a few simple ideas to illuminate the whole range of human behavior, shake up our preconceptions, and jolt us into new ways of seeing the world. I resolved to write that book. The Armchair Economist was published in 1993 and attracted a large and devoted following. In the intervening 20 years, it has earned much high praise. But what I take most pride in is that The Armchair Economist is still widely recognized among economists as the book to give your mother when she wants to understand what you do all day. A lot has changed in that 20 years. Today, no bookstore patron could complain about a paucity of titles in the popular economics section. Some of the new titles are quite good. Several, I dare say, were inspired by Armchair. The most well-known of the recent titles is Levitt and Dubner's Freakonomics, which I think is a rollicking good read, and I said so when I reviewed it for the Wall Street Journal. But for all its merits, Freakonomics is more a collection of wonderful and enlightening anecdotes than a guide to understanding economics. Freakonomics is out to dazzle you with facts. The Armchair Economist is out to dazzle you with logic. Logic matters. It leads us from simple ideas to surprising conclusions. A simple idea is that people respond to incentives. A surprising conclusion is that when drivers are protected by airbags, they drive more recklessly and have more accidents. A simple idea is that when the price of something goes down, suppliers provide less of it. A surprising conclusion is that recycling programs, which reduce the price of timber, ensure that fewer trees are planted and forests shrink. A simple idea is that monopolists charge whatever price the market will bear for their output. A surprising conclusion is that when oil supplies are interrupted, steep price hikes are evidence of competition, not monopoly. A monopoly oil company wouldn't wait for a supply interruption to raise the price. Evidence matters too, but logic can be powerful all on its own. Take, for example, the argument about recycling and the size of forests. If I wrote that the reason we have large cattle herds in this country is that people eat a lot of meat, few readers would demand detailed numerical evidence to support that conclusion. The idea itself is too powerful and too compelling. It's instructive, then, to realize that the same powerful and compelling idea tells us that one reason we have large cultivated forests is that people use a lot of paper. Of course, ideas can always be misleading, but then so can numbers. Still, we advance by learning new ways to think, even if those ways are not infallible. Much else has changed since 1991. When I wrote The Armchair Economist, I envisioned a computer game of life where nobody ever tells you whether you won or lost. You live and you die, and if you play well, you collect rewards. If you decide it's not worth the trouble to play well, that's fine too. Today, that game exists, and over 20 million people have played it. It's called Second Life. In 1991, when I wanted an example of a crazy entrepreneurial wild goose chase, I invented a story about a CEO who wanted to build a computer you could carry in your pocket. There's also much that hasn't changed. The basic principles of economics continue to surprise, delight, and edify,